Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The rationale for inviting H-1B foreigners to take American jobs is an alleged labor shortage. But we never had any shortage in computer technicians, and employers are not required to look for Americans anyway. The labor shortage claim is ridiculous, since there are more than 100,000 unemployed high-tech American workers, and some estimate the figure at 200,000. In addition, there are several hundred thousand who are underemployed or working lesser jobs outside of their field. After the dot-com bust a few years ago, tens of thousands of computer workers and engineers left Silicon Valley and took any job they could get, of course at a fraction the pay they had been receiving. At the same time, at least 460,000 H-1B foreign workers are employed in the United States, and some estimate twice that number. During the third quarter of last year, high-tech companies in the United States laid off workers in record numbers, but they didn't lay off H-1B workers. Business executives pretend that American computer workers are not available. In a speech to the National Governors Association, Bill Gates taunted us that India and China have six times as many graduates majoring in engineering as the United States. Now, the reason for this is obvious to bright college students. They have discovered that Bill Gates prefers to hire foreign computer graduates. Microsoft has opened a research center in India, where it expects to hire thousands of computer science graduates of universities in India at a fraction the cost of U.S. university graduates. Microsoft is also on track to outsource more than 1,000 computer jobs a year to China. Congress is selling out American workers to please their corporate contributors, but it's bad news for America's future if the corporations rely on foreigners for all their computer work, because Americans are the ones who provide the technical innovations we need to stay ahead.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, you know I want what you want. We all want illegal immigration fixed. Hell, you know me. I want them all deported today, tonight. Back to every first, second, and third world country that they come from, it matters not. I'll drive the bus and buy the gas. I've said it many times. Those of us affected daily by the illegal alien invasion are tired, fed up. We want action, and we want it now. We're sick of all the talk, the constant talk, the rhetoric, the BS. And as sick as we are being patient because we know we can't take matters into our own hands just yet. And some of our patience is being rewarded. I'm speaking about things like House Bill 4437, of course. This is a good start. It's not an end-all, it's not a fix-all, but it is a good start. But what gives me real hope is what I am seeing individual states do. That's right. All across this great country of ours, states are taking this into their own hands. It's often said that illegal immigration is a federal problem. But like I tell you all the time, if your house is being broken into and the police aren't there to stop the people, you take it into your own hands. You do what you got to do. You put bars on your windows. You get an alarm. You buy a pistol. You get a dog. You do anything you have to do to fix the problem if the police are not going to help. Well, the same thing here. Our federal police, the Immigration Service, the Homeland Security people, the president, the Congress, and everybody else is not helping protect us, and we must do it at a different level. Maybe the state level, maybe the municipal level, maybe the people take it to the streets. I don't know, but it ain't working the way it's going. So the states are now saying we will do it for ourselves. This is happening all across the country in places like Mississippi, where they have recently had a hearing on limiting access to schools, that sound familiar, access to schools and jobs for illegal aliens. Representative Mike Lott proposed several bills to stop the illegal alien invasion into Mississippi. And he's dead serious, and he said, quote, "If you come to this country illegally, Mississippi is not where you want to be," end quote. Do you love it? Do you love it? Here's a guy in the state of Mississippi who's ready to end this problem. Two lawmakers in Barrow County, Georgia, that's right, Georgia, introduced legislation last Monday aimed at hiring illegal aliens in that state. The bill would prohibit state agencies from entering into contracts with companies that hire illegal aliens. Representative Terry England said, quote, it's trying to get the state to set an example. If we're going to ask private industry to do it, we ought to get our own house in order, end quote. That's right. There are some government agencies now that are still hiring illegal aliens and are taking contracts from people that hire illegal aliens. And here in the state of Georgia, they're trying to fix that. I applaud those people down there in the South. The state of Indiana. Members of the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee in that state voted yes on a bill last week that would prohibit illegal aliens from receiving public assistance and all but emergency health care from public hospitals. The bill would also require law enforcement to verify the status of illegal aliens. Does any of these things sound familiar to you? Do you remember Proposition 187, 1994, right here in the state of California? We tried these things. We tried it desperately, and guess what? We passed it because the American people who were Californians wanted it passed. Black folks, white folks, American Hispanics, Asians, everybody jumped on this thing, and they said it couldn't get passed, and it passed with an overwhelming majority. Why? Because the United States was becoming infested, and California was becoming a canker sore on the rest of the country with illegal immigration. We were up to our necks in illegal aliens. There were hot and cold running illegal aliens all over this state. And we decided to do something about it. So we said, look, let's pass a thing here in the state where we stop giving them the magnet. We stop giving them welfare. We stop schooling them. We stop medicating them. All but emergencies. And if we do that, maybe they'll go away. Well, they wouldn't let us do it. They took it away from us. It's still there. Arnold, Herr Gruppenfuhrer, you can reinstate this thing today if you got the anatomy for it. I don't think you do. The point is we did it because it needed to be done. And now these other states are doing similar measures as Prop 187. Look at Prop 200 in the state of Arizona. Same thing. All because California did it first. We need to be recognized for that because we were the ones who pioneered these things. The point is not who gets the credit. The point is that now more and more people are taking the example of California and doing it. That's what's important. Virginia. Virginia just passed a new law that prevents illegal aliens from receiving state benefits there. People without a Social Security card cannot receive Medicaid, temporary assistance for needy families, and many other state and local programs. You think it ain't a problem there? The first year Virginia stopped giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens, that was 2004, they rejected 187,000 people who came to get driver's licenses and turned out they were illegal aliens. Now, that's just the ones who could drive. Think of all those little kids that were with them. They didn't get counted in that figure. They are probably well over 500,000 illegal aliens in that state, the state of Virginia. Not California, Texas, or Arizona. No, the state of Virginia. Everybody's got the same problem, and guess what? More and more states are doing something about it now. A state delegate there named Albo said, quote, "A lot of us were saying instead of raising taxes, which the Democrats would love to do to us, instead of raising taxes, why don't we start prioritizing where we're spending our existing money?" End quote. Doesn't that make sense? If you're short of money, you run out of money, rather than raise taxes on law-abiding citizens who pay taxes, why don't you stop giving money to these illegal aliens? That's the first step. Will it fix everything? No. And I'm not saying that would fix all of our problems in this country, but it's a good start. It's a good start to take away the money from people who shouldn't have it because they shouldn't be here. That's where we start. We start with that first, and then we trim other things. There are people who say that we bash illegals. We talk about every illegal is a criminal. Every illegal is a bad person. No, they are all criminals. But I'm not saying they're all horrible people, but they shouldn't be here. And I'm not bashing anybody. I am telling you we should not be giving money and services to people illegally in the country. But it is happening all over America now, folks. And since it's happening, all these states are also jumping on the good bandwagon to pass their own laws to fix this problem. Arizona right now is debating the installation of a radar system and video cameras along its 340-mile border with Mexico. The cost? $50 million. $50 million. Right now, 12 states are considering employer sanctions, including Kentucky, who would fine employers $5,000 for hiring illegal aliens. The governor of Minnesota wants to create a 10-state agency to police illegal aliens and charge them with state crimes such as identity theft. It goes on and on and on and on. And this is good. It is good for us. It is good for America. It is good for the fight against illegal immigration when more and more states recognize that they had better do something. Because if they don't, they're going to be overrun like the state of California, and that they do not want to be. I will tell you this. I am not against any race of people, but I am against anybody that comes to my country illegally. And anybody that says we should not be afraid of them, we should not be angry at them, is a fool and an idiot. And it is that way in the black community. It is that way in the white community. Even the American Hispanic community is having that same problem. We have got traitors in my race, in the black community, who will say that we should endear these people. We should stand up to them, up for them and go out and campaign for them to stay here. No, they are taking our jobs. They are coming into our communities and overpopulating them. They are ruining our schools. They are lowering our wages. They are filling our prisons. We do not need their presence here. And anybody says we do is stupid. Get your people in your state aligned with this. Get them to understand. Get them to go to their representative and tell them we need these things in place. We need to have some sort of sanctions going on a state level if the federal government will not do it. The federal government is moving slowly, but not fast enough. And if we're not going to have violence and anarchy in this country, somebody's going to have to fix this problem legally. I hope we have time. I really do. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hello, patriotic Americans. On Saturday, May 6th, please join me, Frank George, and Lupe Marino of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform and Shannon Magali of the Texas Minutemen in Crawford, Texas, to protest George W. Bush for failing to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. For more information, go to areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com or call us at 661-633-3420. 661-633-3420. See you in Texas.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. You know why we talk about it? Because it needs to be talked about. That's why. And we don't talk about it enough. Even here, we should be more vehement about it. And we will. You know why? Because we want to save America. And anybody says that this is good for America, as I said before, is an idiot, a fool, a buffoon, a maroon, and whatever else you want to call them. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of my voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight.
listening to us in Phoenix, KFNX 1100 AM, great KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening in our affiliate stations around the country on RBN, that's the Republic Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we got a guy that is one of the most horrible of the horriblest. He represents the Catholic Church, who sucks. That's right. The Catholic Church is one of the most lawless, criminal-loving religions in the U.S. today. And if you don't like what I'm saying, cut the radio off because it's true. And if you don't believe that, just look what Roger Mahoney has done here with the homosexuals, with the pedophiles who are molesting these little kids. But that's another story. I say that strictly from my own observation of their deeds, folks. Deeds like a guest column written by this week in Georgia's Albany Herald by Father Cliff Marquis. That's our guy, Father Cliff Marquis. He talked about the needs of the state of Georgia when it comes to cheap labor. And then he talked about the needs of the workers who make carpets and build houses and chop cotton. And he talked about the poultry and the pork and the beef processing plants there. He talked about the restaurant workers and those who would clean the hotels and the hospitals. And then he talked about how the workers that they need came. They showed up from places like Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador. And then he talked about how Americans say these people have stolen jobs from American citizens. But then he says you can't steal a job that no one else wants. You idiot, priest or not, you are a fool. You never even mentioned that these jobs were done by Americans before, and that if the wages were correct, Americans would still be doing it. You didn't even mention the fact that Americans are still doing it everywhere else where no invader has showed up, like North Dakota and maybe Maine and some other places. But no, you want these people here. We're going to get to that in a minute. He admits that the illegal alien invasion is a, quote, profoundly serious problem and must be dealt with, unquote. He then said that it was also obvious that Georgia needs illegal workers. He used the term illegal. Illegal workers. And that must be dealt with also. Now listen to this. This is a man of God who is saying that we need people here illegally. He goes on to talk about how Georgia's legislators want to exclude, quote, immigrant workers, unquote. See, that's what kills me. He knows we're not talking about immigrants. We allow immigrants to come to this country. He knows these people are illegal aliens. But to put it together, illegal aliens and immigrants together, is nothing but a flim-flam, a grift. Nothing but a grift. That's all it is. It is a shameless thing to do to make it all sound palatable so that he can accomplish what I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. He says that these Georgia legislators want to exclude these immigrant workers, unquote, from education, health care, and all social services, even though the state of Georgia needs their work. Now, at first glance, this is the same old yip-yap that you hear from politicians, racist Hispanic organizations like the National Council of the Race, and Republicans who owe their souls to big business. You think it's the same old thing, but the truth of why this is happening, the truth of why the Catholic Church is so corrupt and lawless, can be answered at the bottom of the article in Father Cliff's mini bio. That's right. It's all there if you just read it. Father Cliff ministers each week to Spanish language speakers at St. Teresa Church in Albany. Uh-huh. Father Cliff also ministers in Spanish in prisons in Calhoun, Lee, and Macon counties in the state of Georgia. Uh-huh. Before moving to Georgia in 2003, he worked in Mexico and then California, Little Mexico. Now, this is about what Georgia needs. That's what he talks about. This is about what Georgia needs. But it's not. It's about what the Catholic Church needs. That's what it's about. This is more and more about parishioners, which leads to more money in the plate. Are you listening to me? This leads to more money in the plate, more collection money. We don't need no Da Vinci Code. We can see right through this guy. We can look right through him. What this guy is doing is setting it up for the church to get strong because people have been leaving the church for whatever reason. And I know some very good Catholic people who believe in their religion, and I'm not knocking that. I am knocking the way the Catholic Church is now handling this illegal problem. These people are illegally in our country, and even his Catholic Douay version of the Bible says that you must render to Caesar and not to break Caesar's laws. Even his Bible says that. But he's willing to go against it for money, for the almighty dollar. And that's all this is about. And not only that, it is racism for him to reach out to just one people. So I'm going to say this tonight. The money must flow. And the Catholic religion has found that out. They want that money to flow. They want to make themselves stronger. And I don't understand that. This is America where everybody should be equal and not for pay. He's doing harm to those who are being replaced by illegal aliens just so that his church can get strong. And the Catholics ain't the only ones doing this. The Church of Latter-day Saints and a whole lot of other churches now are reaching out and hispandering to these people and kissing them everywhere but the bottoms of their feet. And it's ridiculous. This week, representing the Catholic Church, you, Father Cliff Marquis, are the most horriblest clown of the week. It is unreal to me, folks. It is unreal to me that a church would reach out to people that they know are breaking the law. Now, I'm not the most religious guy in the world, but I know this. You cannot be a good Christian, of which Catholics are. They are Christians. You cannot be a good Christian if you are breaking laws of a country. And what they will tell you is, well, these people are coming here for a better life. Well, hell, I want a better life, too. Where do I go? Scottsdale? You know, Spanish Trail over there in Las Vegas, or maybe Bel Air here in L.A.? I want a better life. Can I just go and take me a better life? Go and just gangster me a better life. Just go and demand me a better life from somebody because I want it. And if you'll notice, these people are not coming here because they're starving. They're not coming here to eat. They're coming here for the American dream. And they have no right to it. They have a right to the dream of their country. And if they want the American dream, you get your sorry butt in line, get you a visa, and come over here when your number comes up, but not a day before. All right, folks. We had scheduled a guest tonight. For whatever reason, the congressman couldn't make it. I understand. Congressmen are very busy people. We're not going to hold that against him because J.D. Hayworth has been on the show before. He has showed up for us. We will try to get him at a later date. But all that does is just give us a little more time for your calls tonight. We can try to get everybody in because the lines are always full. So what we're going to do, we're going to go straight to the lines tonight, and we're going to start with one of our favorite folks, Barbara Cole, calling from Huntington Beach, California. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Kit.
Hi. How you doing, Kit?
Pretty good.
Just wanted to share with your listeners about the incredible event that's going to happen in Washington, D.C. on February 8th, the Minuteman Rally, spearheaded by Jim Gilchrist, and the California Coalition for Immigration Reform is coordinating this entire event. We know you're going to be there with us, Terry. We are thrilled. And Jim Gilchrist is going to be there. And we've got several other incredibly courageous speakers that are going to be there. And anybody who would like to know how to join us, we have a great guy who can get the travel arrangements, the lodging arrangements. Just give us a call at our toll-free number, easy to remember, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We'll give you all the details. Hope you can join us. It's going to be a fantastic time because we are going there to make sure that we defeat the illegal alien guest worker / amnesty program that our elected officials, many of them, particularly our senators, are going to support. That is not going to happen. We are going to make it stop.
Absolutely, and it's up to us, Barbara. It has fallen upon our shoulders, and we were going to do this. I am so sick of hearing about what we should do for these people and allow them to invade our country. No. We're going to step this up a notch. We really are. And let me tell you this, Barbara. You can see what these other states are doing. And that is why they come out and demonstrate against us, because they're feeling the heat. They're feeling the heat from all over this country. It is going to another level. And I love it. I am proud of my fellow Americans. I really am.
And I am proud of you, and I am so thrilled you're going to be with us, Terry, because we are going to make a statement that is going to be heard loud and clear throughout our country on February 8th. You want to know how to join us? Like I said, just give a quickie call, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We'll tell people how to be there. Join us. Join you. Join Jim. Because we are not going to allow this to happen.
Nope. All right, kid. Thanks for the call. We will see you in a week and a half.
You betcha.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, folks, there you go. Anybody that can make it to Washington, it's a good deal, I know. How am I going to get to Washington? You can get a flight for under $200 if you jump on it now. There's some very cheap ones. It's going to be a bunch of people there, good folks. We're going to show up. You know, these despicable our senators just really kill me. They're elitist. They have nothing to lose, nothing to gain. All they want to do is show up and get their paycheck. They show up every 6 years and grin at you so they can get reelected. But I have no respect for any of them because they don't live the life that I live. They don't see what I see. They don't experience what I experience. Their reality is nothing like mine. You know, all I know is what I see, and they have done nothing. We've got two of the sorriest senators in the world right here in this state. You know what I mean? It is unbelievable. And most states have the very same thing. I look at these people, Schumer and Biden and some of these other people. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the drivel that comes from their mouth. They have no humility. They don't get down on the level of the regular people. You can get a congressman sometime to see your point of view, even though he may be a liberal, because he's experienced some things. These people are breathing rarefied air so high up there, you know, they're standing on their tiptoes on the top of a mountain, on the top of a building, on top of a stepladder, and they never breathe what we do. And that's sad. It's sad because they're never going to understand what we understand. But we're going to go there, and we're going to tell them anyway. And I tell people all the time, you know, the House of Representatives is the key. This bill, this 4437, is going to get butchered by the Senate, and it's going to come back to the House. And that's when those House members have got to stand. They've got to stand tall. They've got to stand up and say, you know what? We're not going to vote on this if it's got a guest worker amnesty in it. And that's all a guest worker plan is. And those of you who tell me that George Bush is a good man, no. George Bush is not a good man if he is willing to amnesty these people. And don't let him tell you it's not an amnesty. I have told you before many times, the laws of this country say that 5 years here legally you can apply for citizenship. He says he wants to give them a 6-year guest worker slot, renewable to 6 more years. Excuse me, I wasn't an A student, but I know 3 and 3 is 6, and 6 is more than 5, and 5 is all I need to put in for a citizen. Something is in the mist here, and I don't understand it. And it angers me because I know it's nothing but more flim-flam, more grift from the president. That's all it is. He's trying to get us. And I said the same thing about Clinton, but this man is worse than Clinton because Clinton was a liberal, Clinton was a Democrat, and you expect that from him. This man is an alleged conservative. I expect him to be better on this issue, and he's not. What he does on this issue is going to cripple and kill this country. And there's no way of saying it other than that. And if he's listening to Karl Rove, then Karl Rove is partially responsible, about 1%. But when that book is written, when that history book goes down and that legacy comes up, it's going to be not Karl Rove's name, it's going to be the president's name. And it's going to say George Bush did this to the country. George Bush allowed this to happen to the country. George Bush didn't sign the right bills and pass the right laws. That's what it's going to say. It's not going to mention Karl Rove. The president's responsible, folks, and as the great George Putnam says, the fish stinks from the head. Now, you want to hear who's running the California State Assembly here in our state? This is the leader of the California State Assembly.
Get 10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96, and I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles, in October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community. And so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree, if we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996, We are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we are...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that lasts a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hey, and see how easy it is to win the game of travel. Book a total vacation that's a flight plus hotel and save even more. It's that easy when you book on Orbitz and go. I'm Jonathan Weiss on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
To get introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
Actively working to keep us from winning this war. It's called the United Nations. Yes, the United Nations. The UN supports the principal sponsors of terrorism, nations such as Syria, which just weeks after the September 11th attack was voted onto the UN Security Council by an overwhelming majority. Want to know more? Call 1-800-527-USA1 for a free information packet. You'll be amazed at what you read. Get the U.S. out of the United Nations. Call toll-free 1-800-527-USA1. That's 1-800-527-USA1. Or on the web, go to getusout.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And you know what? I was talking about the Catholic Church a little while ago. Those of you who don't know me don't understand. I don't pull punches. I don't say it the way it should be said. We don't do the PC BS here. We say it like it should be said. And let me tell you something. The Catholic Church right now is promoting illegality. They are covering up for pedophiles. They are not doing the right thing by these children, and they're not doing the right thing by the laws of this country with illegal immigration. They are giving sanctuary to illegal aliens. And I'm telling you, if that's right, you call me up and tell me it's right. You tell me I shouldn't say that about the Catholic Church, but it's the truth. And I repeat, it's not just them. It's the Mormons. It's a lot of Protestant denominations are all doing the same thing, but not on the level that the Catholic diocese is doing it. So they should take the biggest hit because of their policies. Right now, go talk to Cardinal Mahoney in downtown L.A. and see what he tells you about illegal immigration. You know, they run these day labor sites. They are pro-illegal alien, which they should not be. I am pro-people, but I am not pro-illegal alien. When you cross that border into my country illegally, you become my
enemy. I'm going to get to everybody on the lines, but before we do, let's go and have a word from our sponsor. That's Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group. You can go to his website, Safe as Gold. You can give him a call at 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me back here tonight, Terry.
My pleasure.
You have such a great show, and I know it's kind of hard to transition, you know, from, you know, illegal immigrants straightly, you know, into gold, but it's another very important topic.
They're both very important. This is where we're, both of them deal with survival, Jonathan.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yes.
In this day and age, you know, you need better survival skills than ever, not just in life, but in financial side of things too. You know, we've been trained to buy paper, buy stocks, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's a good way to go. There's other ways you can secure your money, and an alternative that people are turning to right now, Terry, is solid gold coins that you get to hold on to. Something you can get to hold on to that's tangible, you can actually use in times of an emergency. But more important than ever, the dollar shrinking, we all know this, the trade deficit's growing, and you want to have something that's going to go up in your portfolio as paper goes down, and that's solid gold. And here at the Capital Gold Group, you know, we provide gold portfolios to our customers, which they get to hold on to. And they can find out more information about this by calling us this evening, and we have a Insider's Gold Guide. It's a very informative brochure, and we'll show you how to purchase gold. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-510-9594. Again, that's 1-800-510-9594, and find out how you can protect yourself with solid gold.
You folks that don't do this are going to kick yourselves in about a year. You're going to say, why didn't I listen? It was right there. Well, don't wait. Now is the time to call. Give Jonathan a call at 1-800-510-9594. We're going to give that number out again at the end of the show, and you can find out how to protect your assets. Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on with us tonight live.
Thanks again, sir. I appreciate it.
You take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, there it is, a way for you to protect your assets. I am going to get to everybody tonight. Let's get right to, let's go to Frank calling from Rosemont. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I'm very tired, but I had a great time in Crawford, Texas. I was there with Shannon McGauley of the Texas Minutemen, Missy Stebbins, and Lou Ann Anderson, no relation to you, to plan a reckoning in Crawford, Texas, a rumble at the ranch. It's all looking real good, Terry. We're looking at a couple of buildings. We should have one this week. Unfortunately, the kind of protest that Cindy Sheehan did is not going to be an option for anybody in the future because they made such a mess that police will not let you stop there. You know, they put tents up and everything else. The cops won't let you do that. You can only roll your vehicle past there. But we figured out quite a number of things that we can do. We don't want to give out all the details now, but we're rolling around real good. Everybody wants to hear you guest speak down there. You are cherished down there. Are you going to go?
We're going to give it a shot.
You know what? They all love you. They look forward to hearing the great Terry Anderson, and I look forward to seeing you. And I really want everybody that can attend to please go down there. You know the old saying, God willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll go. I will go if God is willing, but if the creek does rise, I'll go swim. I'll do anything I can, I will get there. The creek will not stop me.
We'll get a kayak, you know what I mean? Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, but we're going to barbecue ourselves a bush on May 6, 2006. Thank you, Terry. Have a
good
one.
All right, Frank. Thanks a lot. All right, let's go to Jim Gilchrist right now. Jim is going to tell us all about the rally in Washington, D.C. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, we're going to have the Minuteman Patriot Rally on Wednesday, February 8th in Washington, D.C., and we're going to hold it on the grass area on the west side of the Capitol building. On First Street between Constitutional Avenue and Independence Avenue, if, for those of you who are familiar with D.C. already. But it will be at the Capitol building. Congressman Tancredo will be there. We hope some of the senators, out of the 100 senators, at least one or two of them might show up to express their interest in securing our borders. And we will be there for about 2 days, 3 days.
Well, I'm going to be there with you guys. We're going to go down there. We're going to talk to some of these Congress people, some of these senators. We're going to try to get them to see it. You know, if we don't show up, they can always say, you know, nobody told me. Nobody came. Nobody showed up. We didn't have anybody lobby. Well, they won't be able to say that because we will go. Whether it does good, we will see. But we have to go. You've got to get there first. You know, it's like a crap table. You can't win anything if your money's not on the table.
Right.
And we've got to put it there. We've got to have our bodies there to make our point. You know what I mean?
Yes, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
There you go.
Anyway, here's a phone number for those who want to discuss travel, lodging, and shuttle arrangements. It's contact David Glazer at 760-371-4991. And I'll give you that again. That's David Glazer, 760-371-4991.
He will book your flight. He will book your room. He'll get your frequent flyer miles for you and everything else. He's a good guy.
Right. And we've asked all United States senators, all 100 of them, to attend this rally and listen to the people and speak to the people on the issues of primary concern. And those issues, the three primary ones, the most salient issues that we're going to present to the to the Senate members are these. We want to talk about the proposed illegal alien guest worker program. We want none of it. We're going to talk about the proposed illegal alien amnesty, which they are going to literally shove right down our throats, regardless of what the American public says, unless we do something about it.
Right.
And let them know what the consequences are if they do something like that. And we want, third, we want a moratorium on legal immigration to reduce the flow of illegal aliens into the United States. And we're lockstep with Representative Tom Tancredo on this issue. Anyway, then I won't be the only speaker. There will be several speakers. Chris Simcox will be back there, but I'm not sure if he's going to be speaking at the podium that day. He will be back there for a meeting for other speaking engagements. So you'll get both of us back there. Simcox, Gilchrist, Terry Anderson, Barbara Coe, Tom Tancredo, and a number of others.
All right, Jim, we're looking forward to that. It's the 8th of February, and we're going to all be there, and we're going to have our time to speak to these people. And even if they don't see us, the media will probably cover it. They'll get to see it on the 6 o'clock news, but it's important that we do show up.
Yes, and meanwhile, go to MinutemanProject.com for more information, MinutemanProject.com, and soon we should have this information up there for the public to see.
All right, Jim. Appreciate you coming on and giving us that information. See
you
in Washington. All right, buddy.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. Let's go to Dave calling from Apple Valley. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I'd like to invite everyone to our Extreme Sacrifice No Amnesty protest this Wednesday at Congressman David Dreyer's office in Glendora.
Oh, what a guy.
We're going to start out Wednesday, February 1st at 9 o'clock in the morning. The protest is going to run 24 hours till Thursday, February 2nd at 9 a.m. And what we're going to do, we're going to chain ourselves together to show our solidarity and show our extreme disappointment with the Republican Party leadership for not securing our borders and also secretly planning to pass the guest worker amnesty. We want to send a very loud and clear message to Congress that we will not accept an amnesty guest worker program.
I saw Dreyer mention his amnesty program this morning on TV. He mentioned it today. He says a guest worker plan that's not an amnesty. When they say that, man, put your hand on your wallet. You know what I mean?
Oh, please.
Yep.
You know, of all the people that we looked at for you know, as a winner for this extreme sacrifice, David Dreyer.
He sort of jumps out at you.
Well, Americans for Better Immigration gives David a well-earned F-minus rating in the category of reducing amnesties.
I wish we had something lower, because he would earn that, too.
And he also loves to bring in lots of workers on foreign worker visas. So.
All right, Dave. We appreciate you giving us that information. Anybody that can make it, drop by. You may want to come by during the day or stop by and say hello, but at least call on that day and get that information to your folks. It is very important.
The information will be on UnitedStates.fm. They can go to that website, and we'll have information up there, phone numbers, et cetera.
All right, Dave.
I appreciate it, Terry.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Jack calling from San Diego, California. Jack, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, here's what I am reading in Parade Magazine, January 22nd, on the very back page. It states that foreigners who want a job in Russia must be tested for leprosy, tuberculosis, HIV/AIDS, and sexually transmitted diseases.
Works for me.
Well, you know, the point is that when somebody comes across illegally, they're not getting tested for anything.
Right. That's the problem.
Well, here's the problem. When the president tells us that we haven't been attacked since 9/11, I feel we're being attacked on a daily basis.
Well, he hasn't been attacked. We have. We have, Jack.
Each illegal that comes across
right.
is a potential biological weapon.
Well, and he's also attacking our wages. He's also attacking our culture, our sovereignty. All of that's being attacked. Our schools are under attack. We've got to remember those basic things. There are school kids now who are suffering because of this. You can't just gloss over that, and that's what the president has done.
You're right. We're being attacked on several fronts.
Yep.
And I like what you had to say about maybe it's time for us to work at this on different levels, like the local level.
Yep.
And what I wanted to bring to your attention tonight is that invasion is mentioned three times in the Constitution. And I think we can pretty much throw out Article 4, Section 4, because we know that the president's not going to act on that. But the next time you talk to a congressman, ask them about their Section 8 powers. Specifically, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 15 gives Congress the power to call out the National Guard to repel invasion. One other, Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 9, gives the states the power to take all action necessary to repel invasion. And let me remind everybody that the governors of most states, including California, in their state constitutions, are the commander-in-chief of the National Guard.
That's right. The direct commander-in-chief, right. Arnold, Herr Schwarzenegger, he can put those people down there today if he wants to. He just doesn't have the will to do it. I got to go, Jack. Thanks for those good points. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Let's go to Michelle calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Michelle.
Hey, Terry.
How are you?
Oh, good. Well, I just want to start off with saying a mother's work is never done.
This is Michelle from Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.
Yes, hello. I just want to let you know we had our boycott this last Saturday, and it went fabulous. Home Depot put out a response on Channel 12 out here in Phoenix, and they said that the existence of day labor issues is beyond Home Depot's control. And that's really funny because in Burbank, Home Depot is paying $94,000 a year towards the center's operation.
Right.
And I don't know how that's out of their control. The one thing you talked about with Catholic Church, Catholic Charities apparently is running this day labor center after the city council in Burbank gave them authorization to do so. And it's really funny how the Catholic Church tells all of their members that they have to obey the Ten Commandments, but the Catholic Church doesn't obey the laws of the land.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, one other thing I want to throw out real quick is welcoming you and your listeners to Cochise County next month on the 18th through the 20th. Mothers Against Illegal Aliens is going to be doing a rally and a protest out there. It's basically for the victims, which are the children and the mothers, the legal families and children who are tormented and terrorized out there in Cochise County. And MIA, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens, urges every American to stand up and protect the illegal children and mothers out there. And we're going to have a massive protest, and we're hoping that we can get people to stand side by side to help our fellow neighbors. Even though they live in Cochise, we're all neighbors no matter what state you live in. We got to rally and help the mothers and the children and the families down there because they're all by themselves, and they have an invasion coming through their
Absolutely.
Land coming up to us.
All right, Michelle. And, folks, I want to remind – Michelle, what's your website?
It's mothersagainstillegalaliens.org.
Okay. This is a fledgling organization, folks, and I have checked out Michelle. She's doing great work. She really is. And it takes money to get this thing started. She's spending her own money right now. And you know, we don't raise money for other people, but if you folks want to drop by our website and maybe drop a buck or two of her way, I'm sure she needs it to keep this thing going. She's doing very good work. I've heard from people that know her down there that she's doing good work, and we applaud what she's doing. So
Thank you, you're a great guy.
Well, you didn't ask me to do that, but I know it takes money for us to operate. So I just, you know, if you people see like what you see, then go ahead.
Well, we really want everybody to come down if they can to Cochise County. If they're available to come to Arizona, please be with us on the 18th through the 20th.
Email me the information.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you.
All right, Michelle.
Mother's work is never done.
All right, you take care.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Ron calling from Eureka. Eureka, California. Ron, what do you say? Not much time, buddy.
I know that. Terry Anderson, let me tell you something. I've had 5 work crews here today that do work on the property. I told every one of them, you bring an illegal alien in this property, and I don't care whatever it takes, don't come back. And then, so one crew chief of a comes and said, you don't like Mexicans, I don't like anybody in my country illegally. If you have any doubts, get on a plane, go to Los Angeles, and you see who's doing all the work in L.A. The American people are not doing it any longer. They're not allowed to do it.
All the way up in Eureka. Folks around the country who don't know, Eureka is just south of the Oregon border. Am I correct, Ron?
Yes, you.
That's a long way up there, and they've reached there.
Correct,
and we got illegal aliens all through Washington and Utah and Oregon, and they're everywhere now. Montana, 18 were busted in Wyoming the other day. So it's really amazing. Ron, I got to go. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Terry, thank you very much for letting me listen
right.
to the show and keep me on.
Take care. All right, let's go to Luca calling from Apple Valley. Luca, what do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Hi, Terry, very short. These are extreme times, and I would like to remind everybody, if this amnesty or guest worker program pass, call it whatever, this is more a stake that this country is going to be lost. So pretty much we're going to have many, many chances that we're not anymore in control. We, the people, we will lose the control. I tell you why. You already know, but your listeners need to understand. This is critical. 20 million illegals, when they're going to become legal, they're going to start to vote. It's like to put poison in this country and alterate the DNA, the political DNA of this country. It's going to happen that 20 million illegals, they're going to start to become exactly what in Villa Grossa in Los Angeles happened. They're going to vote all Mexican Reconquista politician in power.
That's
they
right.
already have too many.
That's right.
That's the problem. At least I will be down at David Dreyer for this extreme sacrifice. I will put in shame myself with many other American women and men. By the way, I would like to say, everybody, you don't need to stay 24 hours in chain unless you want to. We have elders, people, and seniors that will come there even just for 1 hour. Bring your own chain. We have a book. We're going to write down everybody that's going to spend even 1 minute in chain with us. It's going to be a symbolic, historical moment. This is going to show to the government that we are resolute, we are mad, and we are going to inflict pain on ourselves to show them that the next time the pain is going to go another direction if they pass this treason. That's my personal point of view, and I'm going to be responsible for what I'm saying.
All right, Luca. We appreciate that, buddy, and I hope you have a very successful event.
If you can at night, if there is no traffic, come to visit us, because the night going to be a sleepy moment for many of us. We'd be happy to see your face.
All right, Luca.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Rodney calling from Austin, Texas. Rodney, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, thank you for taking my call. I just want to reiterate something, some statements that the president made last year during the Minutemen's when they had their trip down there on the border. He called them a bunch of vigilantes. Now, I just wanted to point out, he never retracted those statements. It was dishonest, and furthermore, he lied on these people.
That's
these
right.
Concerned law-abiding citizens who were trying to call attention to an extreme problem. And
Rodney, peacefully.
Yes, and since then, we've had another act of war committed down here in the state of Texas, which I think you've heard of.
Oh, absolutely.
And they've tried to cover that up with some of their
armed incursions.
Yeah, and they tried to put out the report that these people are not affiliated with the Mexican government. Well, they haven't done an investigation to determine that, so I figure that these are just more Bush yes people out here trying to cover up their tracks. But I just want to point out, the president never retracted his statements when he called the law-abiding American citizens vigilantes.
As did Condoleezza Rice. Neither one of them did.
This is the way they really feel about us.
That the truth comes out. Rodney, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Stay in touch. All right, let's go to Jim calling from Laguna Hills. Jim, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say people out there are getting very frustrated at this illegal alien problem, and I'm just hoping that we do this peacefully. If not, I'm also looking for a possible revolution in this country. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can do this peacefully, but if a revolution happens, then so be it.
Well, you know what, Jim, you need to turn your radio down, first of all. We're getting the feedback. The other thing is this. I don't advocate any armed insurrection in this country, but I do predict it. And I'm sure you would agree with me that it's just a matter of time before that happens if the government doesn't deal with this. People are angry like I've never seen before. And if it's not dealt with, that's what it's going to come to. And we all know that.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, thanks for those words. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Take care. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale. Elliot, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, exciting news. We got a whole bunch of really excellent candidates that are just great in our issue. Remember Senator Mountjoy, who was one of the co-authors of Proposition 187? Well, I understand that he is now...
Dick Mountjoy.
Dick Mountjoy has got to run against Dianne Feinstein. And now is the time for people to sign the nominating petitions. Of course, we have Sonny Sardo running against David Dreyer, and we have Bill Bodell, who's going to run against Adam Schiff. And Bill Bodell is also excellent. That's his number one issue.
We've got some good folks in other states, too. We've got Robert Vasquez up in Idaho, and we've got people in Arizona who are running, Randy Graff. So we've got some good candidates, and that's who you should support. Do not support parties anymore,
and
Elliot.
And Tom Tancredo, of course. And do you know if Jim Gilchrist is going to run again for anything?
That's the rumor. We will see. Gotta
I would
go.
Love to see him run for Cunningham's seat in the 50th.
I think he's going to run against Campbell because that seat is coming up again this year. Got to go, Elliot. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Jerry real quick. Jerry, I didn't take you because I had a lot of new people tonight. You got about 30 seconds, buddy.
All right. Well, one of our famous constitutionalists, Cleon Skousen, died at the age of 92. He's the one who started the Freeman Institute and the National Center for Constitutional Studies that anyone could belong to, and he was one of our greats. I wish to send my kudos on behalf of the American Most Wanted on their Laredo, Texas thing they did this Saturday. And Laredo, of course, Laredo, Nalava Laredo over there in Mexico and what's going over there. When you got those people starting to talk up, people are starting to wake up.
There you go.
God bless. And there's one Latter-day Saint who supports you.
All right, Jerry.
God bless.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Cindy calling from Cochise County, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, that gentleman that called in and said the president never did a rebuttal on calling the Minutemen vigilantes. I want to know what he's going to call mothers against illegal aliens.
Oh, boy, I can't wait for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
That is one,
wonderful.
Cindy, that's one of the best names of an organization to come up yet. You know what I mean?
Hey, what happens on the border is not going to stay on the border, because when moms get involved, we're going to be talking.
We're
going to be educating the moms around America. And I want to see if Laura and Barbara Bush will join us. And I want to see what they're going to say to Georgie Boy.
All right, Cindy. Thanks for the call.
You have a good evening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, folks, it's been a good show, been quick. Everything I said tonight, I researched. It is all fact. You may not like it, but it's fact. And those of you who don't like it are stupid. I said that before, so you can kind of cling on to those words. Don't forget our sponsor, Jonathan Rose, the Capital Gold Group, safestgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. And don't forget this week with the swings, two good spots, two good columns, Red Hatters and Women Are from Venus. My wife said so. You can read that on this week with the swings on our website. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. Tell him you came down because you heard about him on the Terry Anderson Show. When you're in Phoenix, get your oil changed. Go down and buy a car, trade in a car, do whatever you got to do. He is a patriot. You must support him. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, for engineering the show tonight, and my producer, Les Blinghorn, for taking your calls. And remind you, all you folks, we need your help to stay on the air. We have the new calendar. Send us a donation. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643 Studio City, California 91604. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. The TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy, One Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular raids. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.